right, can you hear me? Good. Have to test the microphone.
Yeah. If you can turn on the slide up front, that would be help. Yeah, the projector in the back is not turned on. The con from without, in the book of Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 10. This morning when I hear about the song, the praise song, it really touched, because Christ, He's always there. He's from the past, the present, and the future. So this morning, to prepare for Good Friday and Easter coming up, so my sermon is about the con from without. You find out if you read the news lately, and if you follow whatever going on in Houston and some other city in state and a nation, you would find out the cries of the lost world resound with a deafening, thunderous roar. Never has been before much devastation in the hearts of individuals as there is today. You just turn on the news. And like this morning, early this morning, when I turned on the news, talking about the children of the world, okay, how hardship they have to go through, okay, and never have so many enjoyed so much things of this world, just like us. We have blessed because we have all this blessing. Yet, the despair and hopelessness in the human heart, greater than ever before, the lostness of mankind's clamors for our attention today, and that's the topics I want to share with you this morning. So the con from without. Two things I'm going to share with you. We must hear the call, and we must heed the call. I will pray. Father, we thank you very much just being here to share your message in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 6 to 10. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me, using me to share the message from the Bible and only from the Bible. And the Holy Spirit in the people in this room and online, so they can listen, they know the message, and they can apply for their own life. We love you, and we give this worship to you for guidance and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number one, we must hear the call. Those with vision will hear. The call comes, but it is only heard by those with listening ears and willing heart. So I pray that all of you in this room, you can hear the message this morning. So two things that have to happen. The preparation of the call, the verse 6 to 8. Paul and his companions travel throughout the region of Phrygia, Galatia, have been kept with the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. If you look at the map, or if you had a chance to visit the region, I have the opportunity to visit Turkey, and you find out from Turkey or from Mysia to the Minor Asia. For today, all you have to do is just cross the bridge. But way back, you have to go by boat, cross like the channel of water. It's so funny when you drive the car, okay, about halfway, and they say, "Welcome to Asia." And when you come up, drive back, about halfway on the bridge, and they say, "Welcome to Europe." So that weather location, if you have a chance to visit, okay, you can drive through the bridge, or you can rent a boat, and they take you across the ocean or the channel, and you would understand what Paul tried to communicate with us or with the church. So you find out Paul, he moving in the will of God. He was committed to doing God's will. In the Acts chapter 13, verse 46, he announced he will turn bridge to the Gentile, because for such a while he only communicate the gospel to the Jews, but now God calling him to share the message to the Gentile. He never wavering in that assignment. He confident that the Holy Spirit, okay, and God will see him to get through. And you can read in Acts chapter 28, verse 28. It's just like the Bible said, therefore, God said, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentile, and they will listen. Because Paul, you know, his background, he's a Jew. So it's very common sense. He get familiar or he comfortable to share the message with the Jews. But here, God telling him, okay, communicate or share the message, the gospel to the Gentile, the people with different languages, different skin tone, different ethnic. So Paul, he knew God's will for his life. Without wavering, he moved ever forward in that will. He was doing what God has instructed him to do. So the Holy Spirit, in his mind at that time, he said he will go to Asia. Okay, Asia has been Vietnam, also in Asia. But somehow that night, the Holy Spirit told him, don't go to Asia, but go to Europe. Okay? So it's important for us to allow God to show us where he closed the door or where he opened the door. So it's vital for us to understand the determine the place of ministry. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, God put the English ministry at this location. So it means he opened the door for this community or the community where God called the English ministry to share the gospel. So one person's vision may not be another person's vision. God has a vision for you or for the church. If you go back to the book of Samuel chapter 3, 1 Samuel chapter 3, when God calls Samuel and he responds, okay, and I say, speak, for your servant is listen. So we have to listen to God's voice or God's vision to the church or for this ministry, and we have to respond, God, and listen. So the use of the word servant reflect obedience. If he said, yes, Lord, what is your command? So sometimes we have to step back and say, what is God's command for this English ministry? What is God's vision for this English ministry, for this community around us? So that type of obedience is essential if we are to hear God's call. Further, when you read this message, Paul, he was in prayer when the vision came. He seek for the direction. Initially, he thinking about he go to Asia, okay? But he not quite sure is that the vision God calling him. So during the prayer, the vision came and said, no, I go to Asia, but turn around. I'll go to Europe. So he was willing to obey without knowing the course or the cost of the obedience. So the one who hear the calls, who see the vision, must first hear God's call and make himself or herself available. It is a committed and faithful follower whom God gave the vision. And we study the book of Acts, we find out Paul, he was obedient, he prayerful, thus prepared to hear God's call. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, the preparation for the call for each one of you individually, or for the English ministry, or for West Houston Church, Number one, we have to be prayerfully. Number two, we have to be faithful, obedience when we receive the call or prepare to hear the call. Secondly, we must hear the call, the presentation of the call. That night, during the night, Paul has a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. So basically, the Macedonian, okay, Macedonian is just like the city in the Europe, the western part of Europe on the northern part, something like that. The Macedonian man, he doesn't know what his country needs, but he simply cried out, come over to Macedonia and help us. So he just knew help was required. He had a great need. Something was missing. There was a great void in his life. That void is present in every person's life. And we have to pay attention when you are at work or at school or when you travel, involved with the community. And you find out within the hearts of each individual in the world is the longing only Christ can satisfy. John chapter 4, verse 13, 14. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give to them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. And John chapter 6, verse 35. I am a bread of life. Whoever come to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And his calling in Matthew said, come to me, all of you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. A lot of people out there, they missing something, and we have to be recognized and share the gospel. The only thing we can offer to them through Christ. Because we can help, we can provide food, but, you know, it's just short term. We provide water of this world. This is only short term. Only Christ can provide them through their life and for that need. And well, back to the Bible, Macedonian was a cried like the city in Europe, and the people cried for Christ. And today, the same thing, the lost humankind call for help from every continent and nation. It is reported that when, you know, if you study American history and history of the world, when French Revolution began, one person observed and they said, this is a riot. But another person would answer, no, this is a revolution. So the world today is crying help out of the hopelessness of the world revolution. So they cry for help, and we go through, we must understand, we must hear the call. The population revolution is taking place right now. If you study current event, or you study what's going on in the world right now. The population revolution is taking place right now. If you go through Google, you know, the population of the world today, 2024, and they said there's over 8 billion people in the world today. And 27%, if you move down to the U.S., 25% of U.S. population live in the suburb. And only 15% are, you know, the gospel to share to the people. Only 15% of the population in the suburbs means city of Houston like this. So it means the impact of the church is only about 15% in 25% of people living in the suburb. Okay? And you would find out more than 160 cities in the world today had a population in excess of 1 million people. Okay, 160 cities in the world. And by the turn of the century, based on the newest census, they said about 85% of Americans will live in the city. Okay, the countryside slowly disappear or decline in the population. The farming in America slowly disappear. Okay? All you have to go, just go to Kroger or Walmart Supercenter. Just look at the label of the food. You find out you buy tomato in Chile. You find out you buy avocado in Mexico. Okay? So what I'm trying to communicate, 25 or 30 years ago, when you buy tomato, they said in Texas. Okay, but now in Mexico or in Peru, you go to certain food items, it's mainly in product of China, or product of South Korean, or products. So that's one of the reasons the farming in America in the state of decline. Or even now you can buy, the poultries from different countries too. And that's really true. It's happened. So, and even the cities are also in transition, include city of Houston. 2 months in November, Union Baptist Association, they had a conference, the meeting of all the Houston Baptist Church together in one place, at First Baptist Church. And they begin to, after a lot of study, they find out there is a pocket of a population in Houston. Basically, they just like the third world country, the gospel had never touched a pocket of people. And they call that the desert. Okay? And even a couple of weeks ago, when I'm travel on even Belair, okay, and on Harwin, whatever the street next to some shopping center, I walk in through that apartment. So three apartments is just on immigrant, just arrived to America, and none of them know Christ. So basically, we define them as a desert. The gospel need to get there. Okay? And that's what happened. And you find out the revolution among the people in the world, or even in city of Houston, it will move forward into violence and hostility. Okay? And even though, 10 years or 15 years ago, the war of communism collapse, but the new war kept like established. It kept invisible, but the divide still happened there. Okay? And you find out that happened in the world. And this violence revolution are very much shaking every nation in the world. And we have to pay attention for that news. We live in the country, a lot of freedom, but there is a lot of pocket, even in city of Houston, a lot of pocket population is very violent and hostility, okay? And they need Christ. And also, secondly, the family revolution is happening. We see just for the last 30 years, the disintegration of American family. I'm not talking about other nation, I'm just talking America. 50% of 1 hour of 2 marriage in divorce. So the first marriage, and the statistics said like on the second marriage will be 60% will face divorce, and the third marriage will be 73%. And more than 50% of American adults are single. So they move toward, the nation move toward that direction. Almost 70% of American women working. And pay attention, this is what the church also worry about. More than 50% of the children of our children will live with only one parent at some time during their grow up years. What I'm trying to communicate, this family revolution create a loneliness in American life. And they said right now, 37 million adults American live alone. So there's a pocket create because of the family revolution. And religious revolution is also take place. Even the Baptist church, they send out reports, it's dead and dying church become the norm. The ritual, the program become in themselves. So the greatest mission field in America today may be within the church or maybe within the community we live in. Last Tuesday, I had a meeting with the Iconics, the Houston Baptist missionary. It's been the group of people get trained to become a missionary for Houston. And one of the focus, they find out roughly about 80% of the Vietnamese people in Houston basically have no God. And they searching for something. And that reason why First Baptist Church and Richmond, you know, down in 610 of Bellevue 8 Church, they have the training once a month to train missionary for the local city. So if you want to get involved, just contact me. And they only have meeting once a month. Get trained how to become a missionary in city of Houston. And we need a lot of that people need to dealing with. So business as usual, it won't cut it for the future. Evangelism, it cannot be, it is not debatable. It has to happen. Not only for the Vietnamese, for the English speaking, for the French. So we're also in an economic revolution right now. You find out even though America, we're still okay, but when you study the world, a lot of recession and inflation going on right now. In April, 15 of us, we go to Vietnam. And the recession also going on in Vietnam right now too, because the economy worldwide slowed down. Okay, last year, a couple years ago, $1 you can convert to about 23,000 dong. But now, $1 you can convert to about close to 26,000 dong. It's mean the inflation, it's mean recession going on in that part of the world. And we hurry up to train the people in Vietnam on evangelism. So 2025, when we move back, they would have enough trainer to go on with the work. Okay? And you would find out during the trouble time, during the hardship, that when the gospel will be spread very, very quick and very, very fast because the people search for something. They search for Jesus Christ to have peace and to have the clock up there is flashing, so I didn't so I better move fast. There's emotional revolution in the world today. Stress and trauma, depression, discouragement, disappointment, despair are very much in the part of the life of people today. It's only Jesus Christ can fill this longing of this world. So I'm running out 10:43. I better move on and conclude. Okay. Okay, we must hit the card. Acts chapter 16, verse 10. After Paul has seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, conclude that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. So he changed his mind because he thinking about he go to Asia, but the Holy Spirit told him, no, move to Europe. So he come to Macedonia. And after that, you find out he was not praying about where to go, but whether to go, go or not, but where to go. So immediately, he ready at once and leave to Macedonia. So I pray that, okay, a lot of needed out there, and God use or calling you to become a missionary in city of Houston. We can work together with different churches and go out at least once a month to spread the gospel. Specifically, they want to focus on the Vietnamese people. Of course, there's a group we focus on the Pakistanian, on the Burmese, and Chinese and Korean, different people group. But they ask us to participate with them into the Vietnamese community, and that would help. Okay? So how to do it? The gospel reveals to us in the Bible. So the Bible speaks not only about the content, what is preached, but also the act, the process, the execution of the proclamation. Just like in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Okay? But I'm changing a little bit. First, for the people who speak English, but focus on the Vietnamese. And that's what the community of faith out there want us to participate with them. And hopefully, most of the ethnic group will have a representative to do the work. Okay? And we need to reveal what is the gospel. The gospel basically about Jesus Christ. Okay? For Good Friday and Easter, the gospel will say, who is Jesus? He got man. Why he come down to earth? Died on the cross because of sin. And he resurrected to give us eternal life for whoever believe in him. Okay? That, the nutshell of the gospel, very, very basic. And of course, he will come back someday to return, establish kingdom eternal on earth. So each individual must turn from his or her sin by faith, trust him as Lord and Savior. And that's the gospel, very, very basic. So we must hear to come to preach the gospel. The great missionary, if you study about missionary, said, I remember Robert Speer once said, you say you have faith? Well then, just give it out or give it up. So faith is personal, but faith never just a private. Faith had to be communicated, need to share with the God, with other people. And Charles Spurgeon said, do you believe the heathen who have never heard the gospel are really lost? Do you believe that the people who had never heard the gospel, do you know they are lost? And Paul, when he went to Macedonia, the people was converted anywhere. You just go back and study the book of Acts. And that's the reason why the gospel spread on over Europe. And now the gospel needs to spread to the Asian people, to Cambodian people, to black, to white, to Russian, to everywhere. Especially in Houston, roughly about representative of over 100 nations in city of Houston right now. And the gospel needs to go to every nation in Houston. Okay, so remember that. So the question we ask, will we declare the gospel when we have the opportunity? Will we be faithful to obey God so he can give us the vision of the call? We must hear the call, and we must obey or hear the call. Let us stand up so I can pray. And Father, we thank you very much because the book of Acts reminding us why we are the Christian, reminding us what is the gospel and what is faith. And faith is not something we just keep to ourselves, but it needs to communicate, needs to share. By faithfully obeying you, he will give us the vision of the call. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the folks in this room to hear the message and to respond the message. Hear the call and heed the call. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.